let's bring him in now, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette, shall we? Eric, how you doing today, bud?
Oh, doing fantastic. Fabulous day.
It is, you know, it's in some regards, I'm taking a little bit of heat, but I was angry last night after listening to Aaron Rodgers in the postgame saying that, you know, well, guys aren't getting open. And I'm watching that game next to Mike Clemens last night. We're watching Mercedes Lewis run with a hand with his hand open. Aaron Jones with his hands on his hips, standing in the middle of the field all by himself. No. The quarterback is as much to blame for what's going on. I don't give a damn about his numbers. When you're missing guys wide open and you're refusing to take checkdowns to live to fight another day and to be able to move the chains and keep the drive alive, no. That's as much on the quarterback. You can talk what you want about Mike McCarthy, in my opinion. Say whatever you want, but that was on Aaron Rodgers last night. Agreed?
Well, there's no question about it. It's been a wait all season long. I think, you know, the alarm clock in the guy's head's got to start going off. 3.5 seconds, the ball you throw to your checkdown. He knows where the checkdown is. He doesn't have to look for him. All he's going to do is 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, nobody open, checkdown. Boom, get it out, get it, make it happen. Problem is he's had that ability to step up in the pocket and, you know, kind of he steps up and out and had some good success. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the reality is they don't have the receivers to do that this year. They just, I mean, they're running out there with two rookies and a tight end that can't run. It's tough sledding. The check down is going to have to be the savior.
Where do you go from here? Now, I don't want to necessarily say I'm the big bucket of cold water on your glimmer of hope, but it's over. It, you know, when you commit the same penalties, the same stupid mistakes, the same obstinance from the quarterback, the same kind of boneheaded mistakes out of the coach, There's to go back to the videotape and say, well, we're going to clean that up. My ass. You're not cleaning anything up. All you're doing is just getting through the rest of the season. There's going to be a change for the head coach, you would assume, and everything's going to move on from there. But right now, I don't see anything. I see some bright spots. Kyler Fackrell, bright spot. Jair Alexander, bright spot. Aaron Jones, certainly a bright spot. I think Kenny Clark in the season he's having, Mike Daniel the season he's having, I think there's some good things going on in this team that are being overshadowed by just a lot of crap, to be honest with you.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that point. However, I will say that, you know, what you saw a little bit last night offensively was some, at least in the first half, was some form of game planning and making, you know, building off of plays. And you saw, and not that they don't ever game plan, but you saw some things with the play action pass that you like. I think they just need to go line up and play good old-fashioned football. Run, play action pass, throw. I mean, they don't have the horses until Cobb gets back to be able to do some of the things that they want to do on offense. I mean, those young guys, they're good and all, but it takes a receiver 2, sometimes 3 years for them to really flourish and develop into a really good NFL wide receiver, especially in that particular offense. You know, so I'd like to see him play, run the ball, throw some, you know, I haven't seen a slant in an awful long time. They need to be able to go back to more West Coast style concepts that isn't predicated on talent and more on scheme.
When you talk about the talent of this team, it's up to Brian Gutekunst to fulfill this and put it together. I get it. I think he did a really good job in the offseason. I think he jettisoned some of the dead wood, tried to trim the tree. You're still trying to win with what is considered to be less than stellar talent. You've asked Aaron Rodgers for a long time to just throw it on your back and carry it. So I understand. You know, you're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. But how my question is, okay, you're going to end the offseason. You need offensive line depth. You still need a pass rush. You're going to need additional guys in the secondary and maybe another wide receiver or two to add a weapon around Aaron Rodgers. This is assuming that you lose some of the guys that we all expect to lose. Is that it, or is there more to that?
No, I think your synopsis is okay. I think that, you know, another year under the belt with the guys that they have right now is really going to be beneficial. So you're right. There is some good young talent. And sprinkle in some free agents. Now, they kind of got fooled by the tight end there and Graham. And, you know, they're going to have to address that position in the draft.
Yeah.
And I would expect it to be pretty high. Because when I look at the team, you know, at the beginning part of the season, I was saying you need an outside pass rusher. But they're getting it done. I mean, they're getting it done without having a premier outside
Is Kyler Fackrell the real deal in your eyes?
You know, that's a great question. I've been asked a lot about that today. I think what we get is what we get. I mean, this is probably the peak that he's playing. I think he's playing for. Still has a tendency to get sucked in and get reached in the run game a little bit, but he's able to get to the quarterback now. He's far more than the other guy. And I don't know how to say it. I think this is it. This is probably the peak for the guy, and he's playing pretty good football at this point. And he's got enough plays under his belt that I think he's turning into a solid player. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler, but he's a solid guy.
I know they get $3 million in cap space relief if they cut him loose, but you got to pay him over $11 million if you do cut him. Would you bring Nick Perry back?
No, I wouldn't.
It's just it hasn't been the Packers' way in the past. If you owe a guy more than $10 million, they keep you and they hang on to you for one more year. But, what the hell does he bring to the table?
At this point, nothing.
Yeah.
He's not even on the field. He's
right.
Not there. Their needs are, looking at this team is they need a tight end. They need an offensive line depth. And then, outside pass rusher. And then from there, you guys got to pick safeties and corners and all that good stuff. But I think their number all overall focus that they have to that they're going to need to bolster their talent level is going to be at tight end and offensive line.
Robert Tonyan, is he the real deal in your eyes? I like the kid in preseason, and I like what he did, and I like how he earned a spot on the team. I don't know how much more he's going to do, but from what I've seen, I like the guy's ability. I don't know what else to say about him.
I haven't seen a whole lot. Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot. Now, with Jimmy Graham's injury, not with a thumb injury, if he's out for a little bit of time, I think we're going to get a good look. The suspect part of his game, he's got a decent frame. I'd like to see him block a little bit. And then also see him play a full game and see what happens. Now, on that pass that he made, if you watch that play really closely, he might have been the last guy. I mean, he was the last guy off the ball. I mean, he certainly was not. He didn't come firing off the ball by any means. So if you watch that play again, pay attention to him coming off the line of scrimmage because it's kind of comical. But he stayed with it. He got inside leverage and stayed with the play. And heck, that's pretty darn good for a young guy.
Great stuff as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk again on Monday when the dust continues to settle, and we'll start talking and looking ahead as to whether or not this team could actually even think about going into U.S. Bank Stadium and getting a win. Okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.